Good morning. It is time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday once again. And boy, you know, we talked about this before. I know you didn't comment on it a whole lot up to this point, but yesterday, January crop report day, and it lived up to its history and made a major market move in corn yesterday.
Absolutely did. Corn was locked limit up for quite a bit of the day. Beans were sharply, Beans were sharply lower. I guess the warning might have been that, first of all, there were a lot of people bullish about this report, thinking that there just aren't that many bushels out there, and they probably were wrong. And the other thing is that some of the analysts were warning us that the last few years, it's been real common to have limit up or limit down days after this January report. In this case, it was limit down.
And Roy, I went yesterday and listened to Steve Johnson out of Iowa State give a presentation, and you know he pointed out something too. We got three reports all in one fell swoop yesterday. We've got the crop production numbers from 2011. We've got the World Ag supply and demand estimate. We got ending stocks here domestically, and you know, you get three reports all in one time. Somewhere along the way, you're going to get a surprise, and he said it was the ending stocks. Is what kind of caused everything. And you know, with all the farmer building of storage that took place here over the last year, I guess I don't really find that surprising either.
It's not really, and you know, the stocks were a little bit higher than what was anticipated, but not extremely out of reason. So you know, there a lot of this, I think, probably or a lot of the action yesterday was probably just the fact that there were so many people bullish and so many people long the corn market that when it didn't end up being bullish, why, that sort of jerked the props out from under the whole thing. And time will tell whether this is a change in trend or whether it's an anomaly just caused by people being surprised.
Sure. You know, maybe you can comment on the soybeans, because the soybeans were down harder than what they ended. They came back off their lows, and the corn never got off the lows yesterday.
It didn't really, and you know, I guess the concern right now is that the damage has probably been done to the corn in South America, but there's still a chance that that the situation will get worse for soybeans. And so you know, we probably got a little more unknown in the soybean situation, and that keeps the thing from just jamming down hard and locking limit down.
Sure. All right. What are some of the other things that we're watching? Have you what's been like, for example, any big change in basis from last week to this week?
Not a big change in basis just in the last week, but from middle of December, yeah, the basis is widened out a little bit. You know, probably a function of the soybean processors getting some beans after the first of the year, and to a certain extent maybe the same thing with corn, but the basis on corn has really held together a little bit better. We're looking at right now looking at the bid sheet for Midwest Co-op, and it's bid 25 under March futures, where the soybeans are 71 under March futures. So that kind of reflects the fact that the corn situation is a little tighter than it is for beans.
Sure. What are some of the other things that we should be keying in on right now, Roy?
Well, basically, this is the time to be writing your marketing plan for the year. If you haven't already got something sold, I normally don't look at January and February as times when I want to be selling, because usually those are low price times in the marketing year, but this is a good time to be kind of laying out your plans and deciding on your alternatives and working with your cash flow and your tax planner and so forth. I'd rather be doing that inside where it's nice and warm than out in the truck hauling grain.
You know, listening to that presentation yesterday, you know, I heard something too, and maybe we should even be thinking about crop insurance now. And you know, there's a new trend adjusted APH that's being offered. There's different endorsements. I mean, you know, the crop insurance deadline's only what, 2 months away?
I think 1st of March or 15th of March. I'm not sure which, but yeah, there's a lot of changes. Change more in in terminology than anything else. We still got some of the same protections out there, strictly a yield protection or a revenue protection, but they're calling them by different names. So if you're not familiar with that, it's time to be going to a crop insurance meeting and learning what the alternatives are, because with prices where they've been here in the last month, you know, that price protection is going to be very important.
Sure. As we kind of wrap up here this week, Roy, any final thoughts, anything else that we should be looking at?
Just, you know, enjoy the time when there's a little less pressure to get a lot of outside work done, and do your planning, do your record keeping, get those soil maps out and see if you need to be making any adjustments there in terms of fertilizer and things like that.
And Roy, if there are folks that want more information from you, I know you've been working on those long-term charts, the seasonal charts, and you've got some marketing meetings coming up that you're going to be a part of. How can we get more information?
Roy@soyroy.com and my email address, soyroy.com, my website. And be sure and read your Extension Service newsletter and bulletin for meetings around the state.
Thanks much. We've been visiting with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets, as we do every Friday right here on 840 KTIC.